This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. You know what time it is. This is episode 74 of the Random Order Podcast. It's your boy, Jermaine Richards, also known as Quincy Quarantino.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to explain that another time, man. It's been a great episode. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My man, Shelton Sebastian.
Yes, sir. Say that. Say
100.
That.
It's been a great episode. We cover a lot of important topics, such as the inauguration, Jennifer Lopez being a passenger in a very scary car, Sheldon's idolization of Big Sean's physique, the greatest G-Unit soldier of all G-Unit soldiers, dancing in the middle of Germany in a ballistic style. and a kid who thought he was Lil Wayne to the point that it made us very uncomfortable. Before we get into this episode, all our YouTube viewers, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Become a True Noti Gang Eagle. Click the bell again to make sure you're actually subscribed for real. Enjoy the episode. Good.
Want the Balenciagas, yeah, the real ones.
Yes, sir.
Not the fake ones.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. Just like that. Can't do nothing about it. The Eagles hear the bombs. Man. They take off from the perches of which they rest their eagle talons on.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The Random Order Podcast, sponsored by G-Unit.
That's exactly what they doing.
Birdman. Shout out Birdman one time. Shout out all my Democrats.
Yo, for real.
Congratulations, yes, sir. On the dub.
Yes, sir.
But why J-Lo, though? I don't get...
Who?
Why J-Lo during the inauguration? This is a very random... I was just doing my work and shit. Wait, hold on. Jennifer Lopez?
Did she do well? Or no?
Oh, you didn't hear the connection?
No, what's the deal?
Because Biden's from the block.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Biden's connected to the streets.
Yeah, Biden's connected to the streets for real. It made sense to me. I saw that. I'm like, oh, perfect. That's a good connection.
Oh,
right,
you didn't
there.
Even like, think about it. You just kind of.
If you guys won the presidential election, who y'all have pulling up to just say, yo, welcome home?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, Mano. No, yeah, for sure.
I was going to say Mims, but Mano works.
Mims?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
I was going to go with Jaquan. I was like, have a whole fucking.
My first couple minutes
in the presidential office is just like, I got a fake ID though. No. Yeah. That's just me though.
Man, I'd make all fake IDs legal.
Facts.
I'm like, yes, those are all good. If you got it, you got it.
If you got something with your face on it and it says the age,
I really wonder who's responsible for that shit though. Who's like, and who's responsible for the entertainment? And who fucking sat there and looked at all the possible, nigga, all the possible performers, all the active performers of 2021 and said, Jennifer Lopez.
The thing is.
The nigga's like, what about fucking Dua Lipa? Jennifer fucking Lopez.
But That's one Al. Oh,
I wonder if her husband has anything to do with it. Fucking, what's his name?
Of course, that nigga does. That nigga has everything to do with everything.
Everything, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what I mean? What's his name? A-Rod?
A-Rod. A-Rod.
I feel like he's the type of nigga got connections to everything.
Yeah,
like, somehow everything in the world is connected back to A-Rod.
Mm-hmm. Bro, there's two niggas that I respect in this world. A-Rod, Jennifer Lopez's husband, and A-Rod, Soulja Boy's Brethren.
Like, A-Rod, you idiot.
So close.
Man, I wonder what A-Rod's doing, bro.
He's chilling.
Okay.
He always goes sure.
Yeah, we just got off FaceTime.
Oh, okay. That's a song.
I feel like there's one Latino member in the administration that's just like, oh, Jennifer, gotta be Jennifer Lopez. Like, just so, you know, that those like old relative, they're just
Joe,
so stuck on his one artist.
Joe, listen,
no, Jennifer Lopez,
bro. No, I honestly, if I could like see into the White House walls, I feel like that nigga would be vouching for Enrique but settled for J-Lo.
We need Enrique,
show my man Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, man. Dog, when Enrique dropped Hero.
Oh my gosh. I felt like he was my hero at that point.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, everything makes sense. I was like, three. I'm like, yo, yeah.
No fucking way.
Brought tears to my eyes, bro. I was just like, yo, Enrique's that guy, man. Yo. Man, shout out to Enrique.
I never, you know. I respect it.
J Balvin before J Balvin. You know what I mean? Enrique, these niggas been here, bro.
But J Balvin's Latino?
He's Colombian. He's our peoples.
Shout out to that, man.
Yeah.
I feel like I gotta get connected back to our roots, man.
His sneaker is ugly, though. You seen that shit?
Hey, yo, he's Colombian. Yo, chill. Watch that shit. Yeah, I fucked with him. Yeah. What they look like? Send me a pic. I didn't know the nigga had a shoe, but I'm sure I fuck with him.
he dropped some Crocs as well. The Crocs were fire.
I ain't see the Crocs.
The Crocs are like glow in the dark. They're pretty okay. Fire. So okay. Yeah.
I can't do the Crocs, man. Just like something in my soul is just like, nah, dude, what are you doing? Wally gave me some from China. I just can't. Wally got me some and then when I was in LA and then I threw them on to go to the store. I'm like, I just
felt weird.
Like, bro, what am I fucking mowing the line real quick or what? I felt weird like going across the street and shit. I'm like, oh, am I leaving?
Yeah.
That's like, for me, that's strictly check the mail.
Exactly.
Get a envelope from the car. 100%.
Yeah.
The Crocs are like, they're like a slipper for me where I'm okay to abandon them and fucking run to my feet home.
You know
like,
what I'm
wherever
saying?
Wherever I'm at. Like, yeah. I'm
they
like,
don't
I'm
feel like a permanent shoe, like a choice of shoe that you stick with across like your whole journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like they're there because Wally gave me the exact same pair of Chinatown Crocs. Mm-hmm. And like I have them and I'm like, they started off as being like kind of house shoes. And then I stepped out. And I'm like, all right, I guess they kind of have to be these. But like I wouldn't go to the airport in them. I wouldn't go to like, it just has to be, I'm going here and I'm coming right back. And like I could potentially come back without them.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's all good. That's a possibility. You come on barefoot. I'm like, okay, something went down and you're wearing Crocs.
Yeah, 100%. Relax.
No, I feel you. It's just relatively a weird looking piece of footwear.
Yeah. It's just too much. I'm not a loud guy. I don't want people like I walk in the room, everyone's fucking like, what's that guy's deal? What's his story? I don't want that. I just want like a standard shoe. Oh yeah, Air Force. Okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 100%.
I feel like there's certain days where I step out and I'm just like, yo, I'm that what's his story today. You know what I mean? I'm like that what's his story guy today.
Like, no, I can respect it. Like, we'll clap it up to that for sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's some days where I'm just like, okay, I look way too sus. Like I'd be asking, yo, what's that guy's story right there? What is he up to, bro? Like why is he especially when my pants are sagging? I'm like, all right, yo, I have a reason as to why they're sagging, but like everyone else, they're gonna be a little confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that a lot. Sometimes I just see someone that's just out in public, I'm like, yo, what's up with that
guy? What's the story? Yeah.
Like, what's on the agenda? Where are you going? What's a typical day?
Bringing me back to last episode when the guy, or two episodes ago, the guy rolls up his winter coat sleeves. I'm like, yo, what's your story, bro? Like,
what is this real life, man? What's that? What? What's up?
What just caused you to roll your sleeves up, bro? These are really good questions to ask, man.
You know, I think about, how do I put this? It's a thought coming out of my head right now. Like I feel like I'm more tamed in like cities or like in a place that I know I live at or I'm gonna be at for a while, so people, you know, could know me and could like sort of hold me accountable for shit. But the amount of times I just thought up a scenario of like me just for whatever reason, whatever scenario is, nigga, I'm in the middle of Germany, I'm at an EDM nightclub, nobody knows me. Like, what if I just go off and just like let it out? Like anything, all the dance I've held back in my 27 years of life, I'm just like, fuck. Could you guys see yourself in a situation? You're just like, oh, yeah. I'm alone, I'm abroad. No,
yeah. No. Let me tell you, if we're talking
by the way, with my luck, I'm gonna fucking see someone I know. Nigga's gonna be like, what the fuck are you doing here? I'm like, yo, I don't know.
But they're gonna see you at your tipping point. I'm just like, yo, you're down to like, you're already there. You're already there, and they saw you, and it's just like, bro, it's either you own up to this, but.
As a matter of fact, they might see me, my bad. They might see me blacking out so fucking hard. They're like, nah, that's not your man. That's obviously not. So there's that.
Check that. Check the, to the point where they may check the gram and try to see like, where, okay, try relocate, like locate where this nigga is right now, because I don't think that's him.
Shells, you had these thoughts?
Not necessarily those thoughts, but the fact that you specifically said EDM was interesting, because one time I went to
you've government.
You guys remember government?
Of course,
God.
Yeah, I went to government. You know, government has. It used to have two rooms, like two different rooms, right? So I can't remember what concert I was at, but I went for some I went for the Wu-Tang concert. There was a Wu-Tang concert there.
At and I just government?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that actually. I remember seeing the taxis with the ads and shit. That's hard.
Damn, I don't remember that. Okay. Yeah,
it was a good show too. And I just remember like walking off into the next room and it was like a full fucking like rave, like EDM rave, like strobe lights and everything, and like I understood like the energy, like I don't know, the room was just like, it was one of those vibes where like I could see you, like the fact that you said that and that's where you bust out dancing, I could see that, bro.
Like, yeah, like because you get it, you just get it. And, you know, the crazy thing is, I've done the exact same thing. We're at government for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. We're I don't know, there's some random party. We're with Malik G from fucking the West Side. And then so there's like the hip hop room, but you gotta walk. Like, you gotta walk through the EDM thing,
EDM room.
Go up the stairs and shit. And I'm like, on my way to the hip hop room, I'm like, yo, kind of. Like, I'm looking back, like, yo, what if I just.
Are we in the right place?
What if I just, like, lost the group real quick? Niggas come find me, and my fucking pupils are large, nigga. I'm
your
going
fucking
off.
Shirts over your fucking.
What if I just took a Molly? Like, what if? Bro, I feel like I've been in that same thought process of just like, okay, what, like. The day's gonna come where I'm gonna have that opportunity and the advantage to just completely go ballistic. Like,
yo, ballistic is the word.
Yo, go ballistic. So,
yo. And it's funny because I was talking to our Crody the other day, and like, Jermaine, me and you had these conversations before of just saying, like, yo, okay. What if it just one day, like, I would seriously do it. One day I would just shave my beard off, shave my head off, go bald, and just be a period. Just be a fucking period. And I'll just go to Alaska. Somewhere far, I'm like, yo, nobody has seen me until I come back, like, normal. And when niggas see me, they're going to be like, they're not even to say anything happened. But, like, those kind of things kind of enter my mind. I'm like, yo, what would I look like? I just want to know. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What would I look like completely bald? What would I look like if I was in the EDM room in fucking Germany?
So the whole trip, the purpose of the trip would be to see how you look bald.
Yes.
I can respect that.
Shout out to that boy Trey Songz.
What did Trey Songz do?
Y'all didn't see what he did, bro?
Nah. Mm-hmm.
That boy put the police officer in a headlock.
Oh, shit. I saw a thumbnail. What? I didn't click.
Bro, and like he looks so calm. Like, it's just it was one a of calm headlock? It was a calm headlock. I don't even know like the whole story, but I think it was at the last football game. I think it was the Packers game. Mm. You know, they do like a little bit of seating, like if you really... You know, you could get tickets and shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, he just put the fucking Fed in a headlock.
Put the Fed in a headlock.
Put the Fed. Now, it wasn't one of these. It was one of the ones like under like this. You know what I'm saying?
That's the bully one.
Oh, man. Yeah, like he's in like the officer was obviously coming at him and he just went and just put him in the headlock and just fell back.
Why?
I don't know, but you know, my boy's alive to tell the story, so I shout out to that.
Out Trey Songz.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy how like you could like to, you know, it's a job to stay relevant and shit. You got to do a lot. You got to keep up with work and shit. You got to drop album after album, song after song, or just put a police officer in a headlock once in a while, nigga. Your name's buzzing. In any other case, you wouldn't have brought up Trey Songz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you could, so, oh, fuck, that's kind of a, that could be your whole career, nigga, just putting
police
different
headlocks.
Figures of power in headlocks.
Just putting different youths in headlocks. It could work, you know? That's the craziest part. I was just chopping up a bunch of different random order clips, and I realized that we told the Victor Baxter story.
Really?
Before?
Yeah, we did. See,
no fucking shot.
Bro, I was saying it like it was brand new. I don't remember saying that shit.
It felt brand new. No,
we had to have told it better this time around, though.
Yeah. Okay. We definitely told it better, but and I should have wrote down what episode it was, but I was watching it back, and the shit was still that funny, and I'm just like, I don't want for 2 minutes of me rewatching this clip. I felt like one of them crazy old niggas, like losing my mind. Like we're telling the story that we told 100% fully through. Like we're over here, like dog, you guys will never get it. You guys will never guess what happened. And these niggas are probably at home, like, hey, you guys saw Victor Baxter.
Oh my god! No way.
Dog,
bro, that's my dad. He tells me the same stories every time.
Yeah. Oh my
god. And I can stop him. I'm like, yo, I got the rest. I'll take over, nigga. So then this happens, and that guy comes in.
Yeah.
Fuck. Nigga, my kids better stop me.
Bro, I always wondered, like, how certain things happen. You know what I mean?
There.
We're living it.
Yeah.
We're living it, bro.
Yo, I'm telling you, I'm gonna try and find it, but I think it was the Jazz episode. Shout out to Jazz. We definitely got to get Jazz back on the party, man.
You got some stories.
Facts.
Oh my god. Yeah, but
that's insane.
That's just my thing. I'm just like, bro, like we're already bringing back up certain things. Like, when are we gonna? I don't know. I don't know what we've already spoke about, especially when we're already in the group talking. Because I don't think people understand that we literally just get on here and we just start talking.
Yeah, I think it's gonna happen. I mean, at the end of the day, like for me, I know that we're growing, right? So there's new people that are seeing it. There's new people that have never heard it before. So like, even if they get to experience it and hear it and laugh, then like, it's fire. Like that's probably.
Amen. You know? Yeah. Man, shout out to our new viewers, man.
Yeah.
We don't really do that. Thank you for tuning in.
And the thing is too, like, just on this this little journey of watching things back. Yo, it's been like we've been doing this for a minute, and it doesn't really feel like that. But like, we've went through like a lot
years.
Yeah,
we just hit 2 years. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
bro, it's still so easy to record these shits.
Yeah, and I literally remember like literally like the test fucking episode. Like,
yo, that was one of the funniest episodes.
That was a funny episode. We should release that one day.
It's maybe very like controversial. I'm sure we said some dark things.
Yeah, super controversial stuff.
Yeah.
Very confusing for some.
Very confusing.
Yeah. Oh man, maybe the Discord. Join the Discord, it might be in there.
So,
but like, when are we going to be able to live in a world where it's just like, who gives a fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
bro, I think it's.
No,
I'm about to say I think it's coming.
We used to be there.
We're going further away from it.
I know, but like,
I don't know. I guess my theory is that we're going to, because sometimes I look back at like shit that like for old entertainment or whatever. I'm like, yo, that's kind of OK. I see the problem with that.
Mm.
So it is good that we're waking up to, you know, saying just correcting ourselves in general. But I think it's going to get too far to a point where like, OK, what are we supposed to do? Fucking not talk. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we scale back. And I think it's the 2000 babies. They're just like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Some of
that
words
that we that need to shut the fuck
facts.
Up.
They yeah, like, mostly.
No, they're the ones
no,
bitching
they need
too
to
much.
Like, oh, guys, come
right,
on,
right,
just,
right. Yeah, they're
I
the ones.
I forgot I could spank you guys.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I met someone the other day, and I'm like, "When's your birthday?" And they're like, 2001. I'm like, "What?"
And you're talking and shit.
That sounds so weird, bro. It sounds so weird. Even talking to our niece, bro. I'm like, "Wait, when were you born? Like 2010?"
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside.
That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's wild.
Shout out to my millennials one time, though.
That's wild.
For real.
Look at this. All my millennials that just keep it chill. Oh, God. You guys been on Clubhouse?
No. Nope.
Oh, my God.
Oh, baby. You've been on?
Go ahead.
It's a nightmare.
Really?
Bro, it's just people talking in circles and just they go to these rooms thinking one way and they go to the room to fucking be right and enforce the way they think. And then they're not trying to hear anything else anyone else says. Literally, it's a 5-hour conversation. Let her talk. Let him talk. Let him talk. Let her say what he... Let her, and then everyone leaves. I'm like,
No.
Still thinking exactly the same. What the fuck is the point, nigga? You should just fucking lay down your back on the floor and relax, nigga. Bro, you gain nothing from that. Well, I can't say nobody. I guess some people are there learning.
You had your own fucking clubhouse.
Sometimes I'll be there. I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, shit, never thought about it like that. But most people, nigga, just... This is the way I think. This is what I'm going to say. I don't care what you say. Look, literally going there with no ear holes.
Niggas going there like,
basically.
Bro. I am at the point in my life of like fucking listening, bro. Like, I am at that point. I'm shutting the fuck up and I'm listening.
Yo, it's a great thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's so good.
I'm there. I'm in it. I'm fucking like, I just want to learn right now, bro. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Just listen and filter and just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the listening period is just very important. Mm-hmm.
I praise, let me tell you something.
What?
You looked off in the distance like you're about to get philosophical and shit.
Yo, the thing is, I am, but niggas don't get it.
I feel you.
I praise the environment we grew up in, and I feel so blessed to be brought up in that environment
every day,
because son, we had to filter out so many niggas that were just talking caca, and I'm like, bro, what are you even saying? And we had to realize, okay, I can't even argue with that because I see where your dome's at, and if I just argue with that, we're just on the same level. When I got Clubhouse, I went on there because Kevin Hart was apparently getting flamed in Toronto. Right.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
He's shooting a movie in Toronto or whatever, and he just kept coming up. Kevin Hart in Toronto, Kevin Hart in Brampton, Kevin Hart in Milton, blah blah blah. Now apparently he's on Clubhouse and niggas is flaming Kevin Hart. I'm like, bro, why the fuck is Kevin Hart allowing niggas to flame him? Boom. I hop in the room, I check it out. And they're just like, Harv is speaking or something like that. And it's just a bunch of, I've never heard so many no's in my life in the same, like 2 minutes, man. And I'm just like, bro, this is just ridiculous. Niggas screaming at the top of their lungs, whatever. All right, I'm gonna mute myself there. Yo, you guys come here to get Tylenol, bro. Like, come here to stress out on yourself. Like, it makes no sense.
Turn off
bro.
The phone. That's it. You're not. Yeah.
Bro, if you want to talk to someone, you want to get on. Like, okay. Like, I just feel like niggas is just really bored. Really bored.
You think,
bro? Really bored, man.
Niggas are past bored, bro.
I saw something that they made like what, like $1 billion or something like that, or
I think they're valued at $1 billion.
Yeah, something like that. And they're still in beta, I believe. They're not even on Android.
Man, the world is. back to my theory of fucking, I think we're in a world and everybody is robots. Because it's just like sometimes I feel like people aren't thinking for themselves to say like they just follow things, bro. And it's just like, get on this, get on this. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself why? Like, why do you want me to get on this app? Like, what is the, what are you getting at here? Like, you know what I mean? It's just, people just go with shit, bro. And it's just, it's scary to a point. But it's just like, I feel like when you're outside that bubble and you just get like, okay, no, I'm not getting on that.
Yeah.
You're automatically out of that bubble, man.
Do y'all believe like, robots are gonna take over like one day on some real shit?
Yes, nigga, getting fucking too smart.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Robots are learning how to learn by themselves. So you don't even, you fucking build a robot. Okay. All right, go on. And it's just,
it's funny. This guy, I was listening to this this pod today, and he was talking about like how kind of like, okay, so first of all, robots taking jobs and how like that's gonna affect everybody, but we should switch scales and understand like the data that goes behind making robots and making them able to do jobs come from us, right? So instead of us working the jobs that the robots are going to take, we're going to then work the jobs of supplying the data that the robots are going to take. You know what I mean? I was like, damn, like, I never looked at it like that. Like, hey, you might just get out of one job by going to a next job.
Right. You know, but niggas can barely take the data. A fucking MSN, like niggas can't. That's gonna be a different caliber of fucking data to like understand. But like
that's at the end of the day, like humans can adapt though. Like that's number one for us. I feel like adaptability. Yeah. So I feel like there's hope.
I'm with you halfway on that. Just for the simple fact that I feel like there's gonna be niggas like your brother that just simply say no. Like I'm not transitioning. And the thing is, like your brother's not wrong. Like. There's I know a bunch of people that just think, yo, a car is supposed to be gas. You're like, go. You know what I'm saying? And like, they're stuck in that. And we Caribbean parents with Caribbean backgrounds and whatnot, we've also seen it growing up where they have that certain, like, this is this and this is not changing, period. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen parents get left behind technology when that shit came. So I feel like if robots and all this came up and now we have to adapt and learn this new data shit, there's gonna be a handful of people I'd be like, no, like, yo, I'm not fucking with that, fuck robots. I just don't want to be left. I don't want to be old nigga and say, damn, I'm getting left.
If I don't join everything, nigga, I'm gonna understand everything. That's what y'all are. Facts. Cool. I'm gonna tell you straight, nigga, I'm gonna hire a robot over a human and all day, nigga. I wouldn't even put on a listing. Nigga. I'm just like, not a robot, just buy a fucking robot. Yeah.
The thing is, I'd rather even
requirements even, robot 3 years robot
roboting for 5 years. The thing is, even if I like, if I have to pick my fate, I'd rather a robot finish me off than a man. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like I could, like,
actually,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to do it like straight to the point, you know.
Precise. It doesn't even just a little tiny needle just goes into your temple and I'm just like, oh, come on.
Those are
quick and painless. I feel that. Yeah, I'm with that.
Robots is less scary, man. Like, I feel like, you know.
Don't say it less scary, nigga. Motherfucker, yeah, backflips. I don't know one nigga I know who could do a backflip. You see them Boston mechanics or some shit? Those Boston mechanic vids with the dogs and the.
Yeah, fuck, what was it called? It starts with an S, right? Or some shit like that.
Yeah, and they were on Black
Mirror
as well.
The yellow joints, right? Yo, Dash can't do a backflip?
I'm sure he can if you try.
I feel like he can. He look like a backflip in
there.
Yeah.
Any guy with like who was born with abs, they'd be doing backflips and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever, like, I don't know, man. I just don't. Just, why am I?
Nah, especially at this point, you're not going to catch me upside down.
Yeah, I mean, like, what am I getting out of this?
Yeah, to me, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
To me, and you know what also, this is a perfect transition. You know what doesn't make sense for me? Yeah. I was on, I think I was on Twitter. There may have been a video one of y'all sent. These slap contests.
I didn't even catch it. All
right. Well, I can send it to you guys, but I just don't really understand the point or what does a conversation sound like of someone coming to someone to pitch them this idea of, listen, y'all got to join the slap contest. So basically, I was going round for round. You slap shit at him, he slap shit at you, and we gonna figure out who win that. Like, you know, whoever get knocked out, you know what I mean? Y'all win like that.
I actually have seen those videos, and I didn't see some. I feel you, dog.
Bro, they stand at a table, they put their palms down. Are you ready?
Bro.
Them niggas be, bro. When I tell you, a nigga will, he'll slap you like right in your neck and your jaw. Like, dog, what?
It's gonna be a fighting point where it's like, okay, the game is off. Let's fight.
Bro, you know, bro.
Put your knuckles up.
Like, you think
what? I'm in Trey Songz mode right now.
You think the moment the moment of you mad because I'm styling on you times 10. Like, oh, I understand God, that, nigga. Bro. Like, because no way you're slapping me in my face dead ass. Open what, hand.
Like, what is the pitch for that?
It's the not bag even has like, to be crazy.
The bag is probably not that crazy, though.
It's probably That's not still because
it's probably not that
crazy. There's like 30 maybe. Mans in the room watching.
Ooh, the only thing I would love to do, the only way I'm a part of that, just let me be the spectator. Because yeah, I'll just be there.
Nah, I don't want no damn spit on my shirt.
Yo, you know, like when you go to movie theaters and it's like a predominantly black movie and shit?
Mm-hmm.
That would be me and Evan.
Yes. Like
this. Ooh, this guy's fucked.
This guy's face is red.
Yeah, I gotta imagine it's hard to tap out because like you only tap out when it's your turn, but that means, bro, you just got fucking smacked. You don't choose smacked. To tap
out, my nigga. You get knocked out.
You get knocked out?
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's they know
it. Oh, so it's a guaranteed knock. Someone's getting knocked out.
That's, bro, the only way you're leaving.
First of all, these niggas are probably as big as my whole body. Their arm is like my whole body, bro. Like, it's always the biggest niggas doing this. It's never like skinny niggas or like average built niggas. Always like these muscular fucking like truck pulling niggas that are doing this. Oh, man.
Yeah,
so calluses, truck hands pulling and
niggas. Truck pulling niggas, bro. Like,
truck pulling niggas. And they not niggas. Trust me. Bro, the thing is, like, I feel like having like a son or having a daughter, I don't think a daughter would be on that type of shit, but like, having a son is just like, it's scary. Cause it's like, bro, if these are like new activities and new sports, bro, if my son said, look, dad, I don't get the fire slapped out of me. This is what I'm doing for life. How do you even practice for that? How the fuck how you practice?
Oh, there's a league for this? There's a league for this?
It's a thing.
It's a competition.
Just search slap competition.
I've seen them. I didn't know. I thought it was just some people who were bored and shit.
No, these niggas is doing it professionally.
Oh, they weren't bored. Okay. This is work.
Bro, it's work. You have to train for this. I don't even know, man. I can't comprehend the mindset of a nigga that wants to go get slapped.
Russia's face slapping championship.
Oh, it's Russia? Okay, championship? Quiet then. I understand completely. Them niggas different.
Competitive slapping. That's what it's called.
Competitive slapping.
Oh my fucking God. Bro, nah. I'm good, bro.
You could never make that make sense to me. Nope. Ever. As hard as you try, you can.
$10 million cash.
Oh, yeah, huh? I'll be in that bit.
Oh, yeah, no, so.
For fucking sure.
Bro, that's the case. I'm starting at 100 power. That's my first slap. My notch is all the way up. I'm trying to knock him out so I don't get slapped once.
I'm the Mike Tyson of fucking competitive slapping. I'm not trying to go the distance, bro.
Bro, I'm winding up. Bro. My back is touching my face. I mean, my fucking hand is touching my face. I'm about to wrap around.
Bro, the only way I'm joining that... My three rules. I have to start. I have to get running speeds. I have to have a path to run. And I have my third one is I have to have that path continuing to run out the door. If he doesn't get knocked out on the first slap, I quit. I don't want to play anymore. What?
Just send me what I owe, Nick, whatever I owe.
You know those punches that you like fall into? Like, that's how I'm doing it because I'm cutting after that. That's the only way, man.
Bro, that was my favorite punch in Def Jam. The punch where you just fall into it. That was powerfulest super punch ever, bro. Ever.
It's the most frustrating punch to get knocked out by.
That's fucking funny, bro.
Say what?
It's the most frustrating punch to get knocked out by.
Yeah.
It's the way the game like slows it down and shit, get knocked out. And
yeah.
And people will do that punch 40 times in a row. Oh my, yeah.
Because niggas would time it like right when your character is getting back up. So you can't do nothing because he timed it so perfectly.
Oh, the worst thing ever is when your character is just going like this. I'm like, oh, I'm finished.
Oh my God.
When you're in the red,
you're moving that controller like...
Bro, when a nigga picks you up, but yo,
by your face.
I love that game, man. When's the last time y'all was in a whip and you were like afraid to be in that whip?
It's been a minute since the pandemic and shit.
It's probably like a Los Angeles Uber driver.
The worst. Yeah.
And these streets are just so crazy. And then the driver's scared. And oh my gosh. My goodness. He's terrified. And I'm terrified. And they're slamming brakes and merging at slow speeds on the highway. And cars are literally doing 1,000. Yeah.
Oh my God. Get up to merging speeds, man. Facts. I can't, bro. The other day I was, for the first time, I was just, you know, when you're in, like, I can't even explain it. You know, when you're in a situation that you're just like, this is exactly why I don't do this shit. Like, you're in a situation, you know, you're in that situation and you're just trying to say, okay, how do I get out of this? Like, I was in a car with somebody and they're driving all sorts of crazy. And I'm just like, all right, now I got to start like setting the tone that this is not cool. Like, I don't,
like, whoa.
Yeah. Like, yo. I'm not rocking with this, bro. Yeesh. Whoa, we doing two? Yo, we're just around this bitch. We do. Hey, is that DT? That's a DT? No, we good. I was just so uncomfortable, and it's just like, it was funny because of how awkward I felt in that position of just like, yo, I'm so awkward. I don't know how to tell this guy, like, yo, hey, can you slow down? Mm-hmm. To the point where I said, hey, can you slow down? And his response was, nah, we good.
What do you mean by that? Bro. Was this your person? Like, this is your guy?
This is the thing is, this is all of our persons. This is all of our guys.
Oh, shit.
This is our guy. Oh, and God. I was just like, I'm just like, yo, like, I had to say it a couple of times. I'm like, yo, you know, it's kind of, is that rain? That's rain.
Slick?
Yo,
wait, I just read a thing that like traction fucking lowers when the roads are wet. That was a study.
I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 400 miles per hour.
Bro, I don't let people drive me. I really don't for that exact reason. But I feel like if I say, hey, I'm a little scared. Hey, it's a little wet outside. Hey, like, when's the last time you changed your tires? Like, I'm asking every question in the book to just get this person to slow down to a point where I just had to say it point blank. Hey, can you slow down a little bit?
Ooh. I would very much like it if you slowed down, if you reduced your speed.
Yo, I've never gotten to that point until that day. And I just said, yo, like, I think I'm going to need you to slow down a little bit.
Was there music blasting and shit?
Jermaine, that's the thing. Oh, that's the thing. So, okay. It was like layers to the shit. I was just like, there's so many problems in this shit.
Yeah.
But for some aspects of it, I had some sort of respect because his music was blasting, but the situation that he had going on in the car, there was rules to like what I had to like do to play this music. So there's an aux cord there, but in order for me to play my music, my tunes had to be down. My music volume had to be down on my phone and up in the car. That's the only way it would play.
Wait, and I was what? Like, one more time.
Okay. So if I plug it into my phone, right, it wasn't playing.
Right.
But if I slid my music volume to a certain point where it was below this, like halfway,
right,
and then up on his actual stereo,
okay, got you.
That's the only way the music would play.
Oh, right. Brother.
But he's giving me all these rules. I'm like, yo, like, let me play some shit. And I'm like, yo, if I'm thinking, okay, we're going too fast, I'm like, let me set the tone. Let me slow it down. Let me just play some soothing music. He's trying to show me some next shit. I'm like, yo, just here, just focus on driving, please. I put on some jazz. I'm not hearing anything. So he's trying to explain to me. Now he's explaining to me how to operate this while doing like a Bill 80 in the rain. I'm just like, yo, like, yo, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. But the thing is, I feel like I always respected people's like when they have a situation where it's like, yo, my car is broken or this is broken. And the only way this shit's going to work is if you got to hold this part here, do this here, turn this up a little bit right here. And
that's got that shit down to a science. I'm like, oh, you could just buy a new cord. It's like less than $1.
Bro, but the thing is, like, we've all been in those situations where we have something where it's just like, yo, we have to explain it to a certain person where it's whether it's our car door not opening, and it's just like, yo, I gotta go around and open it up first.
So now you gotta you gotta crawl in from the trunk. I'll crawl in, I'll open it.
This time I got it, but next time when we come back out at the restaurant, you got crawl in from this side.
Bro, I'm just, oh my God. The playing of the jazz was a smooth move. And I feel like that should have worked, but it definitely didn't. Like, you don't want to, like, your boy who just can't really drive, you don't want him to hear a song that he really enjoys.
Oh my God.
That's the worst thing you can hear. Yeah. Like, you're hearing this Christina Aguilera and everything.
Yo,
hopefully the speed goes to 60.
You can't play the Migos for that boy. Like, play some next shit that he just hates or just never heard before, because it's just like, I gotta switch the mode.
Bro, show me things on your phone while you're driving. I don't care what's on Instagram. Even when we're fucking parked and we're both sitting on the couch, nigga. But for sure, when we're flying on the highway, don't care about what fucking Sweetie said.
I have no interest as to what Sweetie said. I have no interest right now.
Bro. I need you to see the road and that's it. That's all that matters right now.
You should just see, especially, bro, if we're doing calming speeds or you're on cruise or you're in a Tesla, all right. Even then, it's like, this can wait, but all right. Mm-hmm. But at night, one of your lights is out and your tires are on bald.
Like old basketball.
yo, that's triggering for me. I swear to God, that's triggering for me.
You know what I'm smooth ass basketball?
Yep.
So they're like a peach. It is like, yo, why is your basketball so soft, peach, bro?
Felt great to the touch, nigga, which is not ideal for playing sports. Yeah.
You knew when that bitch was going, man, bro. Yeah.
Yo, swishes with those basketballs, you didn't even hear it.
Those shits would never jam your finger. They're way too soft.
If you got your handles up with that basketball, you're sick.
No stopping.
You're fucking sick.
No stopping.
Yeah, no stopping. And what's crazy is today, for some reason, I've been seeing a bunch of red utility ball memes over the place.
What's this about, bro?
All of a sudden,
somebody said this is a 22 with a
in the right hands.
It's a 22.
Yeah. Bro, if I'm having like a gender reveal, I want to boot the fuck out of a utility ball.
Like, you guys go like behind the fence. I'm the only one that knows. Matter of fact, don't even tell me. Just blindfold me, and cause I know how to do it blindfolded. Put the ball in my hand. I don't know what the baby is, and then I fucking boot it. I take off my blindfold, look in the sky. I'm like, oh fuck, it's a boy. Nigga, I'll kick down a satellite, no problem.
Niggas fucking is gonna catch that shit in the air high as fuck, saying, yo, we even get to see the car.
So we didn't see it, but I know the
what
gender.
Is that movie? It's in the clouds, I can't see.
Yo, that should be a sport in the Olympics, bro. Cause
high in the sky.
Yo, can you
kick a
bro? I already won. I already won.
Bro, the amount of calf raises I would do to get Jesus that ball Christ out of my sight.
What's your choice of shoe? What's your choice of shoe?
My choice of shoe? Mm-hmm.
For just 100%
sending this ball?
100%
the Timberland. Okay. 100% the Timberland. 100%. But I will say, when you have a smooth surface,
you know
right
what
here
I mean?
On your...
I was about to say, like, the swimming shoes, the fucking, the fins. That you go ones? Swimming with?
Oh, yeah.
The fucking duck
.
Fins.
I would say, like, the fucking, the Van slip-on joints.
Oh. Yo. No laces.
No laces.
Exactly. If it's not a Tim, it's definitely the shoe where you see your toes.
Which one, dude?
You see your toe knuckles.
No, the ones where it's like your foot is like the actual shoe.
They're like boat gloves, they're like right? The boat shoes.
Yeah, Mr. Carter used to wear them shits all the time.
Like, those are gross, movies. Bro.
Bro, that ball would so be gross. Out of there, though. That ball would be out of
that's
there.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Why do you buy that, though? Come on, nigga. Put on a fucking shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, bro. Like,
you're trying to be trendy and fucking spark conversations and shit.
Yeah.
Because you could stub your toe anywhere. Like, that doesn't... There's no help in that.
But I guess the point of it is, like, your feet are not touching the ground, but you don't feel like you're wearing shoes. Because it's
got to
like,
be ultra cozy. I guess I can't judge.
I don't know about that. I'm like, I like wearing shoes. Like,
if I were to rob like a bank or some shit, I'd be in that because niggas would not catch me. I'd feel so connected with the earth. That
I'll carry things with my
barefoot
feet.
Run. Oh my God.
Yeah, but I still feel like if I step on glass or some shit, Zing. That's going through. I don't know.
Yeah, nah, because the bottom, I believe has like
rubber like on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, it definitely does, but I don't know.
So you'd be shy. I feel like you'd still feel like something's on your foot. So I just feel like that's defeating the purpose of like what the shoe's trying to do or what or why someone will wear it.
But you know what? Send me all sizes. I'm going to get each of y'all a pair. Let's wear it. Let's just try them out. They're the best shits ever. We don't know.
Be ultra close, man.
What are they even called? What do you even, like, how do you even look those shits?
Don't worry. Just send me your sizes. I'll take care of the rest.
You saw your Black Panther lethal workout yet?
Lethal workout? What is this?
Yeah. I said I was going to get lethal.
So you're going to get lethal, man.
You remember last time, the end of the episode or the start of the episode?
Did it start?
Yeah. It didn't sound like it.
No,
it didn't.
I just been getting lethal on fucking these burgers, man. I just been cooking like. Nah, because I've been trying to figure out how to just do some more shit with cooking. So I just been like trying out new things. But to try, you got to eat this shit. So I've been getting
right. Thick. Yeah, it's in the name of science.
Yeah. So right now I'm getting thick, but I'm gonna start working out. So man. I like seconds ago, I looked at myself and I said, yo. I'll try to pull my shirt down. You rewind it. Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, what you need to unlock, though, is, like, working out at home. Like, working out at home, I never done it before until now. It's just so blessed. Like,
does it work?
For me, because for me, it's like.
Let me see your abs.
I would rather,
show me your abs.
I would rather like, work out for, like, 30, 40 minutes like every day, as opposed to like maybe making it to the gym like once or twice pre-COVID, right? Because for me, it's like I could literally be chilling, like not doing anything. Like, yo, I could literally walk downstairs, hit a quick workout.
Oh, you in the basement with it?
Yeah, I'm in the basement with it. So I can hit a quick workout. I feel like it's not taking too much of my time. I don't got to commute nowhere. I don't got to like go nowhere. It's just like quick. And I just find myself doing it more and more because it's just right there.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. Let me clap it off for that, man.
Yes, I'm getting lethal, sir.
Yeah.
Basement workout is a different thing, but when I see, like, I just feel like I can't gain muscle doing fucking just being on my floor and fucking around. You know, I've seen them. It takes is 20 minutes and you just get your mat and then you do this. I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna fucking
Get
my body's gonna be like,
nah, I do a mix of that because I got some mat. I'm definitely, so I got this, I'm not gonna say the app because they don't pay us, but I got an app that gives you like workouts, right? There's a lot of body weight ones and da da da. So I'll do like half the workout of like body weight. I'll do like HIIT workouts and like core workouts and shit like that. And then I have like two like dumbbells that like I have like different weights I can put on it and shit I got from my brother.
Yeah.
And so that's been blessed because then I'll just take like a little like ottoman and I'll just like lay on the ottoman and like do like, you know, chest ups or whatever, or like curls and shit, and like you just make it work. Like,
oh god, I gotta respect that. I can't listen to no fucking guided workouts, motherfucking scream at me and tell me, like, nah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just look at a step they're doing, I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that. That's not for me.
I ain't gonna lie.
Because I'm gonna get upside down and I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'll fucking watch until you get to
that. We're gonna do the backwards doggy. Like,
you're gonna do the backwards doggy.
I'm gonna fucking drink this water.
At any point, if somebody enters this room, I need to keep the respect these people have for me. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can't just walk into the room and say, yo, all right, I just saw some shit I did not need to see.
Doing
you
know
what I'm
saying?
That's not a workout. But I think I just need to I need to get back into just playing ball. But man, with fucking COVID, it's quiet. Because when I was playing ball, I was getting D's, bro. Mm-hmm. D's to the point where I was just like, yo, every step I took, I just looked like a, I don't even know. Like my veins would just pop out. I'm like, yo, I'm not even doing anything.
Am I right Captain now. America? On some chill shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
You just understand. Sometimes you see these guys are just like, yo, what are you fucking flexing for? And it's offensive. Yeah. It's like, yo, relax.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't worked out once. I just relax. But you get it. Like, sometimes it's like when you're just jacked on some Captain America shit, you're just holding a book and just veins shred.
Yeah. Veins.
Muscles through skin.
Right. You're working out, though.
Oh, I'm getting fucking jacked.
The thing is, like, he's like, I'm gonna be humble, like, I'm gonna hold it down, but he's like, oh god,
that's him being humble. I remember these thoughts 7 months ago.
Yeah.
No, I had these. Yo, what's up, Groovy? Gotta
I'm already,
get in,
I'm already starting to see results, so I'm happy. I'm starting to look.
Yo, trust me. Yoke,
you know what I'm saying?
Trust me.
Yeah.
Because we also know that guy who's just always in the gym, always grinding out, sweating, fucking pics here and just normal. My bro, what'd you do? What do you fucking sit down in the gym and put water on your head?
What are you doing?
Where is
and
the shred?
Those?
I could say a guy's name from high school. I just don't want him, like, maybe he tunes in this shit.
I didn't want to say.
But it starts with a C.
Yeah, it ends with an ER.
Yeah.
And in the middle is O-N-N.
Bro, normal guy. Great normal. Fucking guy.
Normal. And I know he was the one coming up to us just cheese because I just get in there. Fucking shredded.
Right, let's go shoot some hoops. That was a 5-minute workout.
Bro, I was fucking, work out and then smoke a big blunt. And I'm just like, don't care about my health at all. And this guy's in there sweating. I'm just like, bro,
you're working like out, it. Grinded it.
Yeah, it's something about it. But I'm going to take it serious. Because if I know I can get that D's, like, bro, then I can be lethal.
You can, man.
Who's your muscular idol?
Mine?
Yeah. Like, you see this fucking guy in your head, you're like, yo, that's the shit I need to be on some body shit.
You know what? Mine is a little different, but, because, I mean, we could all say, like, Terry Crews, Kimbo Slice, you know, we can go there.
I don't want that
to just
shit.
Say, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, you can just say you want to be, like, top
Nigga,
level
my
fucking
clothes fit better
geez.
This way, bro.
Yeah, you're right. But I feel like I've always had, like a UFC-type body fight. Or body fit, sorry.
There's a lot of weight classes in UFC, though. You mean?
Like, I just feel like my if I started working out, like, I'm kind of thick, but then at the same time, like, I can be cut. Like, I look skinny at the same
You're
time.
You're not thick.
I'm kind of thick.
Oh,
like,
no.
He's, I mean, I like, I'm not, you wouldn't call me skinny.
He's not skinny.
Honestly, you know one time I seen you hooping, I remember where we were. I guess it's been a while ago. We haven't hooped in a minute, but you took off your shirt, and I'm like, damn, this nigga lost a lot of weight.
I fluctuate. I definitely fluctuate. Okay. Sometimes I'll be like, I guess skinny, but I don't know. I just feel like I've never been called like categorized as a skinny you, and I've never been like I've
okay,
been
yeah, yeah,
thick,
sure.
but like so
for
I was sure. always like in that way of like, all right, I could be like a UFC bodyweight, but a Forrest Griffin is where I'm going with this.
Who the fuck is that?
Exactly.
Yeah, Google it.
Forrest Griffin, bro. He was a beast.
Griffin.
Yeah, check me out. Yeah, let me know what you think.
Yeah. I see it. The hairy chest is definitely there.
Yeah. Yo, and that's another thing. When you shave your chest,
muscles. Either muscles or rolls. Whatever is there is gonna define.
I feel you. I mean, I don't have no chest here, but I feel that.
For real?
And I don't got no chest here.
Man, that's gonna be annoying sometimes, man.
Yeah,
I don't got no chest here, man.
Necklace caught on my chest and pinching me and shit.
Oh, yeah. Man. Like your shirts and shit?
Bro, in the middle of dinner.
Ah, fuck.
Ah, damn.
Sheldon, what's the body idol?
I don't know, man. That's a good question. I don't know.
You got to have that in mind when you're hitting your
Cisco.
Workouts. Cisco? That's a decent asset. Yeah.
That's a decent, yeah.
I feel like this is like so fucking, like, I don't even want to say this because I already know. Like, honestly, like, Big Sean.
Big Sean? Wait, why? He's never struck me as like a...
Because he's not... I don't want to get like big. I don't want to get like her, but he's cut. Like he's cut everywhere. Like he has abs, you know what I'm saying? He's muscular, but he's not big. And that's... I don't want to get big. Like, I never want to get big.
I've never seen him, you know what I'm saying? A shirtless Big Sean before. That's probably what
go watch the doesn't strike music, me as music video.
Yeah, it's okay, Chelsea. If you're checking them out like that, it's fine.
I'm not checking. I mean, I'm covering my
shit. Send me the link in the time code,
Chelsea. Hey.
I know there's a time code in your head.
I don't have a time code.
Send a specific time stamp. Just
you know it's 2:58. You know it's one of them shits. You know exactly when.
Or just go in your screenshot folder
start
and
a video.
Fuck y'all, man.
He doesn't start the video with his shirt off. I know he starts with the shirt on.
I don't think he does. I think he starts with the poetic justice and shit. That whole, because it's like movies. It's like different movies in the video. Man, fuck y'all.
Yeah, it's all good.
Sheldon's sitting in a straight face and then the time stamp comes and his eyebrows go.
Yo, it's either the eyebrows. It's either the eyebrows or this nigga definitely briefly checked the room and sat up.
Nah. I'm not looking. Like, I seen the video. I know what I'm talking about.
Bro, it's fine. I remember the first time I saw the In Da Club video and I saw 50 pop.
Oh, like, my damn. God.
Oh, damn, that nigga's
no,
cut.
I'm not. I'm not. Yo, I'm, not yeah. I'm not ashamed damn. Or nothing.
Bro, like, even I today, it, like, I look back to this. I forgot what video it was. Oh, it was this thread on Twitter where it was like the worst music award moments. And it was 50 Cent. For, I can't remember. He must have been beefing with everyone. But they're like, yo, we're going to touch you at this performance. And he's like, yeah, all right, bet. He had a performance. And instead of saying his verse, he's literally just walking through the crowd. And he's like fucking just jacked. I'm like, yo.
Now I got to see that.
Nobody's touching him. No, is it one where he did with a bulletproof vest? It was a BET Awards, no?
I can't remember if he had a vest.
And he dissed Fat Joe and then he went off record. And it's a, bro, that was the longest fucking that, bleep man. In the history.
I don't think it was that. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. As long as you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Fat Joe, pussy boy.
Pussy boy. Fuck boy. Fuck. What? You know what niggas is too.
Did I ever tell y'all about my cousin that loves 50 Cent?
No, but I'm sure they exist.
I never told, bro.
I can understand this.
Let me tell you, man. If you ever thought you were a G-Unit soldier, no.
What, to this day, this person?
Fucking huh?
To this day, this person, G-Unit soldier?
To this fucking moment.
This moment? Like right now?
Let me tell you something.
Like he might be thinking of G-Unit right now in his head.
Bro, this nigga, let me tell you, this nigga... From Canada, born in Canada, grew up in Canada. At some point, he said, I need to be in New York. I need to live in New York. I need to be where 50 Cent is from. And he went to New York and he would just go there for like months, come back, go there for months. He made friends out there.
Awesome,
he started talking like he's from out there. He dresses just like 50, New York caps, big baggy jeans, everything. I gotta find this nigga because it's actually crazy.
That's a lot of respect right there,
bro.
It's actually
the thing
crazy
is,
how many 50 Cent G-Unit tank tops does he have, though?
Bro.
That's a true measure of, yeah?
Let me show you, Sheldon. I got to find it. Y'all talk about something, I'm going to find okay. it.
The thing is, I was just about to say this. 50 Cent made me do a lot of things. There's a lot of things as a kid that I was just like, yo, I want to do this because 50 did this.
Yeah, for sure.
And one of them was wife beaters. I don't think any other like rapper made me want to wear a wife beater but 50.
Can I say
it
something
real
quick?
From the
actually,
21 Questions video.
Funny about the wife beater. My muscle idol is fucking Tyrese and Waist Deep specifically. Specifically the wife beater scene. I'm like, yeah, that's where I need to be. I remember like I was 14. I'm like, yeah. I literally bought a 20-pound weight after that movie dropped.
Yeah, you still have that one.
I still have
this nigga's username.
Oh no. You found him?
Is underscore M50N.Y underscore. That's his fucking username, bro. I got you guys. I'm about to send the pictures to you. I got you niggas right now. This shit is, I'm not fucking playing with you. This is the biggest G-Unit soldier to ever walk the earth.
I gotta respect it to walk the earth.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro.
To march the earth.
To march the earth, bro. He got big just like 50.
Nah, man.
Like he was skinny as fuck. He said, nah, fuck that. I'm getting fucking yoked just like 50.
Yoked.
So many effing 50 shirts.
Bro.
Oh no, he is 50 Cent.
Vodka?
Bro, he is 50 Cent.
I was like, cool. It was cool. It was cool to see people embrace certain people.
Mm-hmm.
But just we all know that like one person, whether it was your family or someone from high school, mm-hmm. who had like someone that they just completely looked up to, and then they just started to become that person. I went to school with Wiz Khalifa. I don't know
mm-hmm.
about you guys. I went to school with Wiz. Mm-hmm. Wiz is what, like maybe like 30 or something, but Wiz is 26 and he was going to school in Brampton.
I was in his class one time. The gym class, we had like a shirt.
Oh, 100%. Man. If this is going where I think it's going.
It's not going nowhere. I'm just saying, like, okay, bro, okay, there was certain people that just wrote it and you had to respect it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I started going to that person like, yo, what's the Wiz update? What is Wiz on?
What's the new tracks?
Bro, down to his laugh, down to how much he smoked. I'm like, yo, I think you may smoke more than Wiz Khalifa. Like, he wanted to be Wiz so bad.
Yeah.
Bro, Ludacris lived on our street.
Yo, fuck off.
Ludacris lived on the street. His nickname was Luda. I'm like, but you're not fucking Luda. But he was Luda.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell him he was not Ludacris.
You could not tell him he was not Ludacris. That's the thing.
Ludacris could not tell that nigga, yo, you're not me.
You're not Luda. That's the thing.
And it was so confusing because
he didn't idolize anybody like that.
No, like the songs like that. He just fucking just loved Ludacris.
He just loved the Fast and Furious.
Just as a person.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even drive.
He literally did not even drive.
He just had an afro, and that for him was enough to say, "I am Luda."
I gotta clap it up. What's up?
Yes.
Yeah, the sideburns. Man. He left the sideburns alone just to purposely grow in.
Wow,
Ludacris style.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to those people that just, bro. I feel like if anything, that's more beautiful than anything. For you to just say, "Yo, fuck what everyone else is talking about. This is me." Mm-hmm. I respect it so much more, man. There's nothing else you can do. Just like how niggas will come through and they want to be like Mike, they want to hoop like Mike. There's some people that just want to be like Fifth.
Yeah.
You got respect. Who am I to hate? That wouldn't be very junior soldier of me.
Many men, right?
Yes, sir. But there's this one kid in high school who just called for some reason. I'm like, I never understood this one. He started off with his nickname as Wheezy. I'm like, okay, what are you doing? I like Lil Wayne too much. I'm like, yeah, fuck off. And then he added the F baby after. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Bro, I'm on the verge of like knocking you on your back.
I literally, like, I stopped being friends with this kid because I'm like, bro, you're not Wheezy F
baby. Shut up. Like, you're not even, like, no resemblance, nothing, no dreads, no. He's a little light skin. I mean, nah, don't do that to Lil Wayne.
That's the bro, thing. Like,
the day he told me, don't forget the baby, I'm like, okay, forget you, nigga.
I'm like, that's been done before. Have you heard of this guy Lil Wayne before?
Yo,
bro, the thing is, like, those are the type of nicknames are like whatever that you have to be given. Niggas have to call you Wheezy because they feel like you look like Wheezy or you do something like you can't tell niggas, yeah,
bro, his name was Corey. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Where?
That's not even a cool name to like.
Yeah, yeah.
You just leave Corey alone. It's just you're Corey.
Yeah, you just leave it, man. Like.
Your core, your core. Your
core or something, you know? Yeah.
Like, thank you.
Yo,
core apostrophe.
Where does the Wheezy come in? Where is the F?
Yeah.
And where's the baby?
You're running from yourself, and I'm not about that.
Bro, you didn't even smoke gas.
Really? What you? Yeah. Yo, yeah. The other guys, like, I could be like, I could vouch for it and say, yeah. But the Wheezy F baby, well, not cut. And you couldn't even spit like that? Nah.
You have nothing. Nothing.
There's nothing going there.
Yeah, no, that's tough. You can't do that.
I remember trying to be like the game and shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm tall. I'm fucking kind of look like him and shit. I got the build.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I mean, I didn't call myself the fucking game or Jason.
I went through the Chris Brown phase, but I didn't. You know, I wasn't
oh my God. The Chris
Brown. I wasn't telling niggas to call me Breezy nothing like that.
In my head, I was completely Chris Brown for sure.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
I pierced my hair because of Chris Brown alone.
Christopher Brown. Yeah. But if niggas came up to me, what's up? I'm Trevon. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But for you to come to school and tell me not to forget the baby during math.
Bro,
class?
I'm forgetting the Wheezy. Now. I'm forgetting the entire name. I forgot about you, nigga. You're blocked on Facebook. Your entire existence is forgotten, nigga.
Bro, that whole, you're just a fucking figure of a blob. You're just a blob. Like, I see nothing else. But I just hear murmurs when you talk.
Empty vessel, nigga. That's it.
Oh, God. Oh,
don't you ever disrespect Lil Wayne like that, man.
Bro, when I saw, okay, first of all, how detrimental was it to y'all career?
Million-dollar word.
Yeah. when Lil Wayne was sentenced to jail back when we were in school, when you found out Lil Wayne, hold on. First off, I want to hear individuals. You don't have to answer where you were, but just how serious was that for you when you heard, like, this nigga's going away for a couple of years?
Like around the Drake time and shit?
That's when he went away, yeah. Like,
Well, I can't say, that was my boss, man. So like,
yeah, it was rough.
It was rough, man.
Because,
it was a rough patch in my life for sure.
Yeah, you needed. There was no one like Wayne at the time. There was nobody.
There still
like him.
Isn't.
Yeah. Well, we got that's a fucked a up bit. Thing.
We got Thug.
Still not like Weezy, man.
It's just not Weezy.
It's not Weezy.
But especially back then, like the heat he was bringing, is just like, you know, yeah, it's a no, noticeable fucking like,
I agree.
Seizure.
You still had your radio records he was giving you. You still had his underground records. He just came off of all the droughts and all that. Like, he was coming off his run of just chilling out. And then it's just like, wait, what do you mean he's going to Rikers Island out of all places?
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted to do him in.
That nigga's life is a movie, man.
For real. Bro, I need to see the Lil Wayne movie.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm telling you personally, I felt so like I 100%, if you search up my Twitter and you search Free Weezy, you will see Free Weezy tweets. Matter of fact, I'm so confident I'll put them on the screen because I know I tweeted Free Weezy.
At least once, at the very least.
100%.
Yeah.
But where I was going with this is it's kind of crazy because when I found out that he was about to be sentenced to possibly 10 years, I don't know if you heard about this, obviously Trump.
Pardon? For a gun charge, right?
Trump gave him a bligh. First, like when I first heard it before Trump did all that, I said to somebody, he's not going. Like, I don't know what it is, but I don't think he's going. And the minimum was like 10 years. But for some reason, I'm like, there's no way they're going to send him back. Like, I don't know how he's going to beat it, but I don't think he's going in. And I felt like super confident in that. And out of nowhere, Trump says, yeah, nah, like, keep that nigga out. He didn't even go into jail. All that shit got dismissed.
I didn't even know he was still dealing with that.
It just came back because they re-caught him with some shit and it violated some next blah, blah, blah. So he was facing like 10 years. But I'm like, bro, 10 years right now to send him away? That's too wild. Now you're like, you're bugging.
That's when the Lil Wayne and Trump pictures made sense. They just connected for me. Oh, I heard the news I saw the picture. I'm like, whatever. Moved on with my life. And then, Trump pardons Lil Wayne on his way out of office. I'm like, oh, if that was the case, nigga, this nigga's giving me a piggyback. Nigga, I'm taking that pig. Like, sure.
I just,
we're all good on this side.
I'm doing one of these, bro.
For my day one.
These are, look, we can do whatever you need, bro.
For lifers.
Bro, we can connect whatever you need to do, connection, but.
Like everything bro. Good, yeah, cool. Because so that jail shit,
I'd be hinting at that shit every fucking moment I'm with Trump. Hey, pardon me, huh? Pardon yourself? You know, pardon myself. Let me excuse myself.
So where am I gonna be next year? Oh God, if I'm in jail, I'm excited about getting free.
Yeah. You know what I'm but to me, it just didn't make sense, and I'm not. That actually made me really happy, but like. I felt like he wasn't going to go in and Kodak coming out. I really hope Kodak can change around because Kodak's way too talented to just stay in jail like that. And shit like that just is honestly upsetting to hear. These guys go to jail for shit like that. So that's it.
Yeah, I hope Lil Wayne, you know, because I feel like he could grow an inferior complex or just like, you know, like an invincible complex. Mm-hmm. You feel like, you know, nothing can stop him and like he can just get around every type of, you know, anything he wants to do. And like that could be detrimental, man. That could be very damaging to people. So I hope he just kind of, this is it. And he realizes like, yo, I fucking got lucky.
Yeah.
This is crazy. And I'm just going to do right. Why do you need a gun?
At the end of the day, he needs a strap. Bro,
no, he doesn't need a strap.
Bro,
no,
maybe if you're thinking, you don't know, bro. People are fucked. Yeah, Nipsey, why did Nipsey need a gun? You know what I'm
people
saying? Like, okay. I feel like.
Good point. Also,
Lil Durk said it. They said he said something in his bar. He said, they asked us why we have guns, but it's because they're killing the artists. And it's like, bro, okay, Lil Durk is obviously a little bit younger. He's still involved in shit that's going on and rah rah. So it's like, it makes more sense for him to have a strap. Lil Wayne's a little older. But niggas don't forget problems, especially niggas that are broke. And you know, you're watching Lil Wayne, if you're beefing with Lil Wayne and all that, like maybe you have more of a reason to do something to this man. But like,
right.
I feel like it's just like, bro, especially in different places across the states where it's like, it's niggas is able to have guns. Like, bro, these guys have to have guns. It's not like he's fucking popping niggas left, right, and center. Like, bro,
right.
This nigga's famous, bro. Like,
it's in my possession, fully loaded, ready to go.
What's up, nigga? Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, but then you can walk into the next man's crib and he has a bunker full of straps and like that's perfectly fine because you're in Texas or whatever the fuck. Like, come on, my God.
Yeah, for real.
Fuck, speaking of the president shit, I just feel like the inauguration would just be too much. If I was president, the inauguration would be too much. Like, I can't even stand when niggas saying happy birthday to me and everyone's looking at me and shit. The inauguration, I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God, like literally everyone's there.
Stop fucking singing happy birthday. That's enough. The inauguration's like, just give me a fucking, make me a cheese platter or some shit.
Send me a bottle of
wine. Send me a little bottle of wine to my office.
Give me the keys. Give me the key to the crib.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, the thing is, I know for a fact, if you were to sit down any one of these presidents or whatever that have a big celebration, big inauguration, if you say, yo, you rather this or it's a little spleazy, you know what I'm saying? A little spleazy, take it easy. You know what
presidential saying? Like, spleaze?
Yeah. Yo, if you want to hotbox the White House, hotbox the Oval
that's
Office.
That's inauguration, man.
Yeah.
That's how you inaugurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much now. I'm fucking standing in the horn and fucking touch the book and shit, man.
In my head, I'm just like, bro, y'all niggas see what happened to JF. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be the whole time.
I promise to
fucking just know I got you. So,
yeah. Every time he's like, thank you, everybody. For voting for me, like, you know what I'm saying? Just switch it up a little.
You know that TikTok challenge?
The Jukebox?
Yeah, the Jukebox shit.
What's your bro saying, man?
My bro?
Yeah. He saw the clip?
He did, man.
What's he saying? He
the thing is, like, he does, like, he gets to that point of, like, trying to fend for himself, right? But it's like, yo, we're just joking. Like,
oh, he's trying to fend for himself?
Yeah, he's just like, no, but you have to understand, like, yo, the reason that I do that is because the car has to have a certain amount of horsepower, because with the more the horsepower, then the muscle has to be bigger, so it comes through an airflow. And I'm just like, okay, Dwayne, like,
all right. Bro, you're saying all that? All I hear is loud car.
Loud, you know what I'm saying?
All I hear is, okay, so that plus that equals like annoying car.
Yeah, bro. So that was, but you know, he found it funny though. He's like, nah, I ain't gonna lie, that shit is funny. Like, you know, that's pretty much it.
And I think it just goes back to the same thing that we always say, like, people don't understand that they're funny. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's just be yourself, bro. Like, be yourself is like, bro, like,
yeah,
we just see shit differently. So we're gonna draw the comedy. You may not see it in that,
yeah,
but it's funny and it's fine. You're being yourself, like,
yeah,
you saying that that's that Tesla. That's saving the world. That's super efficient.
It's not even a car.
It's not a car.
After all the research and innovation.
It's just not a car. I don't know what to tell you. Man, there's not. He shouldn't even feel the need to defend that, because like that's just pure.
Yeah. You know? Facts.
That's gold.
Shout out Shills, bro, man. So, oh man, this has been episode 74, I think, of the Random Order Podcast, man. We sign it back out, man. You know what time it is. Make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version, the episode clips and whatnot. We also got something very special for y'all on the way, man. So make sure you subscribe, click that bell to become a true... Yes, sir. Know the guy in Eagle with my 100 button.
100.
The audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. To take us on the road and shit. Fucking when you're cleaning the house and whatnot. Leave great, amazing comments and reviews if you enjoy the pod. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the Random. No, not the. At Random Order Show. Stay posted on 4ye.ca. That's number 4ye.ca. We got what you need, man. Let's say it like that. Man, what's the Ashanti joint of the day?
Rain on me.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.